Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. Woo! And we are so excited tonight. We have our another level three practitioner. So this is continuing on our QHHT level three series. So we get to, and we went a long ways to get her.
We did.
She came a long ways.
We went into tomorrow to get her.
Yes. Isn't that
Right.
cool? It's so exciting when we do futuristic things.
Absolutely. Right. Futuristic.
Yes. And so I'll introduce you. See, what did we want to do? I'll introduce you in a second. You want to do some preliminary things, Tracy, before we. Anyway, I'm so glad to be here,
I
everybody. I'm so
do
excited.
because it's always fun to point Tiffany out to the group. So as you were watching this live on whatever stream you're watching it on, if you would like to ask questions or making comments is great. We look at those comments as they're coming through too. But if you have a question, you need to put the name Tiffany in capital letters because she is watching our chat and she's going to let us know when you have questions. I'm over here watching another screen that pops up when she has a group of questions ready. So we're working as this amazing team doing all these things. So whatever stream you're on, you can ask a question and Tiffany's going to grab that and then we want those questions to be geared towards what we're talking about on the show, towards our guest. And then that would be the most appropriate questions to ask. So we appreciate that as well. And of course, Julia wants to know where you're from. So put that in there
Always.
too.
Are
Always, always. They know you
you
because it's
futuristic?
already
Yes.
happening.
Yeah,
We've
let us
got
know if you're
Miami,
futuristic
we've
in the future
got.
too. They might be, they're probably futuristic as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. So true. All of you that are already in tomorrow, let us know how.
Yes.
Love
So
it.
fun, so fun. All right. So, like I said, we're continuing on our QHHT level three series, and this has been so fun. Gosh, we go back a long ways. Now go. I say,
Correct,
like
correct.
I say Naoko, but it's actually Naoko. Naoko?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, now
All right.
go, right.
Naoko. So exciting. We've been trying to get her on the show. She doesn't realize it. We really have been trying to get her on here for quite a while.
I
So,
can imagine. Yeah.
but,
I'm sorry.
no, it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
It
It
wasn't your
was
fault. Yeah.
us.
Yeah. Coordinating, and then we would end up being on trips or something else, and then I wouldn't get the email out. So, yeah.
Yeah, but she's doing really, really well now at getting all this coordinated. Like I said, Tracy wasn't doing it wouldn't get done. So it doesn't.
Yeah. Every time I think I'm getting caught up, then like three more things get piled on. So it's all good. Eventually, one day, that's all good. So
Anyway, so
I'm
excited. So
meeting
excited
you.
to have you here, Naoko. And she's from Japan. Where in Japan do you live?
I live both Tokyo and Fukuoka, both place. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So
Yeah.
you commute back and forth, or you
Right.
bilocate? Do you what?
In a way, by locate.
I don't know. Okay, the second city you named, I'm not familiar with that. Where, how close, how far is it from Tokyo?
It's by airplane about 1.5 hour.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. It's in the Kyushu Island, which not northern part of Japan.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, what we want to know, I want to know your story, Naoko. This is what I get high on. I get high on knowing where people are from, and I get high on hearing your story. I want to know
I
how
love how
you
you
got
describe
there.
that. I get high on it. I get
I
high
do
on
get high on it. It's a high. I love it.
it.
I love it. I love it. But I want to hear your story. Have you always been into metaphysics? Were you born in QHHT? I mean, did you have a life before you ever found it, all of this?
Probably
I
not.
want to know those
Okay.
things.
Yeah.
So.
It's good. Really, thank you for invite me for this show. I'm very honored. I never thought of this time is will come to me because you ask me to tell my story, but I think I never imagined to be in sort of like international, famous radio show. Yes, you are.
What?
Say
Say
that again.
Which and what show? So when were you on that show?
Yeah, this is Metaphysical Hour. Yes, of course.
Hey now. We're going to take it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, really, because my story, this is a good, I thought that this is a good chance to, you know, look back myself. And I was thinking of like, oh, yes, like people who, you know, getting QHHD, people, they also think in this way, like, oh, they have to think about the story. They have to think their questions. So it's really like good to review the life.
Absolutely.
It is a good,
that's why we do it this way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, my story, I was sort of interested in, from the childhood, interested in the stars and like all kinds of metaphysics thing, especially astrology.
So you know that the Mercury is going in retrograde, coming in about a week again. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe you can tell us about the Pluto leaving Capricorn, going into Aquarius a few weeks ago.
Oh, well, but I'm not all that. I can say
hey,
that.
You're the person to ask. You're in-
as you said that, Julia, I'm hearing set the world on fire music. You know, set the world on fire. Yeah. It kind of feels a little bit like that. Yeah.
I can say something, but like I'm not all that much into it. I just like yeah. creating chart on my own and all that kind of thing.
That was a can of worms you opened there, saying the astrology piece, because Julia and I are both like, oh, really?
Yeah. And you know, and no matter what I know you. You are you're probably the most humble person I've ever known. And so when you say, oh, I just do a little bit, I can guarantee you, you know more about it than the two of us put together. Because I know how you work. I know how you operate. You are such a beautiful, humble person.
Oh, thank you. Well, anyway, so then I think when I look back my life, I feel like I was lead to my, you know, higher self to going this bus, you know. And then that beginning was when I was 17 in high school, I couldn't go to the school. And then it was, I didn't know why, but.
Okay, can I ask a question there? Can we get personal? Do you mind telling the reason you couldn't go?
Oh, yes, but. Yeah, of course, but that time I couldn't, and then there was from the junior high school to high school, went to the high school like more kind of competitive, like everybody is studying a lot and like a hard schedule and all that. Maybe it didn't fit me, but now I know it's more like a sort of like, you know, starseed type thing, you know, like mm-hmm. didn't fit to that society itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't go to the school. Yeah. About 3 months or so. And that time in Japan, it was very rare, like suddenly not going to the school. Mm-hmm. So, my parents were worried very much, and especially my mother. She went to take me to the hospital and nothing wrong. And then also like about, like all kinds of things, medical things and all that. And she even take me to some like kind of religion thing. Oh, okay. And then she asked me to like pray something and all that. But like I wasn't really get well, but at that time. But now look back, I feel it was really, really great time for me, because I read a lot of books. I couldn't go anywhere, so I just sit, you know, inside the room and read a lot of all kinds of books. And one of them was, I think I got this spiritual trait, you know, like I found of like metaphysics is coming from my father, because I read a book. It was from my father's shelf, and it was Edgar Cayce.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Interesting. So, and then I
like, how old started, were you when you did that?
About 17.
And an Edgar Cayce book wasn't too much for you at 17? That might have been a...
Well, but I didn't feel that way, because when I was like earlier age, I was always question myself why I was born, and then why people are like why living, all that question was in my mind, and then I asked my father, and then so why people are like living, why we are born. And this, he introduced a book. I think it was some kind of, I forgot, some kind of, some book. And it was like, how, I forgot the title, and then I forgot the author, but it was like, why some people are like live, it was more like giving the reason how, you know, it's like buy for money and for that, but it was really good book, but I couldn't get the answer, and it was always in my mind why like we came in a way,
why are we here?
Yes, why are we here? Yeah. Right. So, and then there I read the Edgar Cayce, and then I found it really like interested in very much, and also I read all kinds of other books, and then like, and that was a really like good time to look into myself also, like why I'm like this. I couldn't get the answer, but I look like my pattern and all that, and then I wanted to talk about my feeling, but that time, of course, my parents was all upset about what I'm doing and all that. And then I didn't have a friend to talk. And at that time, there was no internet, nothing. So, and I thought like, well, maybe I should be the one to listen to somebody. So I decided to become a counselor.
Ah.
Oh, yes. And then I found my goal. And then also, you know, like I thought like just doing like this is like, you know, dropping out of school, and then I couldn't get the whatever I goal I wanted. So I went back to the school, and also like mother was kind of slightly softened. And then I moved to some kind of small place with grandmother, like it's close to the school, just like 5 minutes away from the school. It was very far away, so it was more easy to go. And I went back to the school, and then I went to the university, who I can become a psychologist, clinical psychologist. So I became, but always something happens like to make me wake up more. So I was interested in I decided to become a psychologist, but I also, my true feeling was I wanted to become something different, because I wanted to know more about astrology. I liked the art that time, so, and I was wondering, you know, how to combine, you know, all these kinds of things. Of course, I really, really liked the spiritual thing. So in the high college days, I often go to some fortune teller, like ask me to looking at tarot card and all that, and then that kind of things. So I really found of it. And then I really wanted to combine the psychology with that, but I didn't find a way because, you know, there was no such occupation, of course.
Not then.
You could have created.
Yeah, then. Then, right. So, I was in the graduate school, and then I have to write my thesis. So I decided to focus on the dream. It was like my kind of more closest things that I could choose, mm-hmm. you know. And then that time I had an interesting dream. Like there was like I think now look back, it's more like kind of past life memory or something. I was somewhere, not in the earth, somewhere, and then I saw some like sun is rising. Rising means more like kind of going, and then I said, oh right, and then sun is going, and then another sun came and went. So I was like, why two suns? That was a dream. So mm-hmm. I was wondering what kind of dream is it, and then I got really interested in the dream. So I decided to study dream, and then and that time I to study dream I was reading many books, and then I found one book, some saying that there was a dream temple in the ancient Greece. It's really okay. Existed. Yeah, it was more like I think sort of like hypnotic therapy possible, but they have a place to dream. And they, I'm sorry, they have a sort of like a...
I think she's clearing her past life is what's happening. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, you're right. Sorry.
Poor thing.
Yes. And then it was, do you know Asclepius? It's an ancient Greek, ancient mythology's god. And his temple was like that. And he is a god of medicine. So it's now used in some kind of WHO things. It's like one cane with a snake. That mm-hmm. is his symbol. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then but that time was like people like going to his temple and dream. And then some in the dream, people see him. It's like, you know, sign of cure, or see the snake is also sign of cure. There was something like that. But mm-hmm. I felt like there's something more because it's not really written, you know, like hidden things are not there. And then I was always wondering. So anyway, but I decided to write the thesis, and then, but it was like, you know, short time, so I couldn't really do it well. But the end of the graduate school, I had some sort of like something happened to me with some relationship, and then I went to some depression just before the graduation, and so I barely finished my writing thesis, and then I finished, but I decided to like leave the country. And yeah, but I was kind of depressed, and then the parents also worried that like if I like be in Japan, like I'd be like that. So I decided to go to the United States, and I like more like I wanted to go somewhere, and then studying abroad, it was my dream, also one of my dreams. So I just pick up one place, which was Chicago, first, mm-hmm. like to study English, and I was studying. I was in an English intensive course and studying, and then that time I found some, I wanted to find something because I wanted to stay longer. Just 8 months was not good enough, I felt so. So I wanted to go to some graduate school in the United States. So at that time, just like by chance, it was maybe really like sign from the higher self or something in a free newspaper, like art therapy, like graduate school. It, that too, in my school, in the university I was going as a, like, for intensive class, English intensive class, there was a, like, art therapy graduate school. Like, oh, this is it. So I applied and I got admission. And then I studied more, 2 more years. And it was really wonderful years because, like, I only studied psychology in Japan, and it was different. It's more like open in the United States, and more like a lot of knowledge. And then the professor over there also, she was very kind of free person, and she like kind of not strict about like sticking into the one theory. It's more like, you know, like just like accepting anything, whatever it suits you. And then it's like, you know, like looking at art, one picture can't, you know, tell you anything. It's like you have to know more that person. You have to take some time to, you know, get this. She was very like good teacher, and I, so it was a good experience for me. And then over there, I met, I have to do some internship. And then I went to the homeless institution. Like there were some like women, like daytime kind of institution. So I spent time in the homeless and with women, and then like creating art with them, and they went back to, they have to be, go back to the shelter. So I was went to with them, and then I go home, and there was some time. And then second year I went to the refugees kind of institution, like somebody coming from many country as a refugee to United States. And that was like one good incident happens. I was Cambodians supporting group, and they are all kind of that time, like some kind of all kinds of things, Pol Pot regime. And then they are like escape from the all kind of things like tortures and like all that kind of things. And it was very hard. And there was a kind of women's group, and then they are supposed to talk about their experience. Yeah, at that time, talking the trauma was really healing, but which I didn't think so. Now I know it was not really that way, because too much trauma is can't, you know, it's more like it's hard again. So anyway, one psychologist was running a women's group. So I was just an intern. So I was with her and like doing with her. But I felt like, oh, this is something wrong, because people over there just cried. Mm-hmm. And then it's not getting better, getting worse. Mm-hmm. So I thought like, is this must be some way of doing it. And then, but that time I, by chance, I found that Cambodians like believe in like some Hinduism, mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. So I, original plan was like ask their, they couldn't feel the pain because of the too much trauma. So original plan was to make them feel the pain where located. So I asked them to put lie down on a big sheet of paper, and then like just like their shape, take their shape, and then like mapping, you know, where the like part is hurting. But it didn't work out well, because they don't want to feel the pain. So, like, by chance, I thought about, hey, because their kind of festival is coming, the Hinduism festival, and a lot of posters are there. Then I thought, like, hey, why not they becoming God? So, they, like, with their shape, I help them to making, like, God, like, making them, like, putting a lot of, like, you know, what's mm-hmm. collage, like, putting a lot of things and make them, mm-hmm. like, God. And they are really, like, really, you know, light up. And then, like, their energy went up. I felt, oh, this is, must be something. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, now I look back, it's more like, you know, hypnosis, you know, in a way.
Yeah, hypnosis. Yeah, there's subliminals. There's color therapy. There was all kinds of things going on there. How cool is that?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but just like, you know, and it was really, and then there's also, it's connected to their spiritualism, yeah. Right?
Right. They're also saying a manifestation, because you're visualizing, you're doing, yeah. So you were creating all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it was really good. Good for them. So, and then that was, like, for me, a good experience. And then, so I went back to Japan after that, but I was kind of interested in the person who has a PTSD. But like doing the therapy as not, you know, just talking is not good enough. So I was using art, and then, but also like interested in more like kind of sort of making them their state in a different way. It's more like hypnotic way. So at that time, hospital has some sort of part of the relaxation. It's called autogenic training. It's came from, I think, Germany or something. It's more like a relaxation technique. And it was not the, so I had a group of like leading them, making them like into this kind of relaxation state. Just, it's very simple, just like, you know, like you are like, you're warm, hands get warm, something like that, you know, like just one body, mm-hmm. one by one. And then they really like, really feeling good. And then one person said that, oh, some kind of intestine problem get cured because of this. And then I was like, oh, really? Yeah, that kind of experience, mm-hmm. I had, and was really interesting to, you know, experience, because in the beginning when I started this, I was not good at all. I took over from one person, and he was very good, and everybody was like really like relaxed and almost falling asleep and all that. And then when I took over from him, it was like nothing, like people started like decreasing. Not so many people are coming. So I thought, oh no, something wrong. But there was one person, right, like keep coming, and she said, you were really good. I feel this way. And then she gave me feedback. And then I realized that I should be relaxing first. So like I found like, oh yeah, to make other relax, I should relax. Mm-hmm. So that's really now coming to the QHST, you know, kind of close to now. I know how to do it. So it's really, I learned it very much. And then that was the thing. But I was a psychologist, and then I thought I was happy, but I still interested in this spiritual thing. So I also study many kind of like treatment, like homeopathy and that kind of thing, and I studied healing, hands-on healing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it was really great that, you know, like I, there was something like, you know, like not physical thing, just there was an energy. Mm-hmm. And also like not just there, like a distance also, you can get energy and you can receive energy. That kind of thing I learned. Then I thought like this is my way, but 2012, yeah, it's the first time, like when I was 33, my father passed away. And I think this father was like very spiritual person. He wanted to study psychology when he was young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but around that time, you know, that psychology, that his parents said that you cannot get money, you know, mm-hmm. out of psychology.
Our parents are so wonderful at doing things like that, aren't they?
Yeah. So
that's
he,
not the field.
Right. He chose the, like just like some went to economy, totally mm-hmm. different economy class, and but like but he as a like hobby he was of course yeah. studying, and so that's why that Edgar Casey's book was at home. He was reading.
He's the one that brought the Edgar Casey in. So,
yeah, he really likes that kind of thing. He's always interested in this kind of thing. So, a lot of books, not just Edgar Casey, and then he passed away. And then he was very weak, in a physically very weak, and he hospitalized many times, and then. The last one that when he passed away was like more like he was in hospital about 7 years, and the why it happened was like because of the side effect of that previously he had a that time like the medical machine was not perfect. There was with X-ray. The doctor said that he had a tumor. That was when I was in high school. And then that actually it was not a tumor, some kind of, I don't know, some water, something.
Okay. Like a cyst or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but that then he, but they used some kind of, what do you call, radioactive therapy or something?
Radiation.
Yeah. Radiation, yes, radiation, and then he they did it, and they couldn't get smaller. So my father asked doctor to do it again. So did twice, mm-hmm. and it seems because of that, he had a side effect later mm-hmm. on his life, and that's why he couldn't move his body. I think mm-hmm. left side or something for mm-hmm. 7 years
oh,
till
wow.
he died. So he has been in a hospital for 7 years. And then he passed away. He was 67. Mm-hmm. And so still young.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So then, you know, that time I look back his life and then like, was he really satisfied his life? Mm-hmm. Because he, mm-hmm. didn't it seems he didn't do anything he wanted because he liked this psychology and this all kinds of spiritual thing and you know like mystery things, but he never really achieved anything for that. So I wondered after he passed away, and then really I kind of felt sad about it, but I went to the church, and then the priest gave some kind of doing some ceremony for him, and he quoted from Bible. I'm not really I don't really know about the Bible, but that time the priest quoted and sang about the Moses' death. And Moses was really great person. He created the 10th commandment and all that, but he could not people to that promised land. Who did was like son, his son, Joshua or something. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. But that kind of like stuck me. And maybe I should take over his will. Yeah. Ah, you know what he okay. couldn't
that
do it.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, so I thought, hey, maybe I should do it. So then from that point, I after that I studied, I keep studying like all kind of things, you know, like healing and all that. But still, like kind of wasn't maybe looking back. I wasn't really like go into it. But that made me really step into it was my mother's death. It's really like parents thing. And it was 2012. My mother passed away. And she was really like kind of completely healthy person. She didn't have any problem. Like compared to my father, like she was also walking mother, and like from childhood she was walking, and she was like a college teacher and teaching all that, and then she really never fall ill. I never seen her like, you know, falling ill, and right. then but suddenly she got leukemia.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then 3 months. She wow. like yeah went, and it was very sad that you know she sudden death, because her mother, my grandmother, was like really lived long, about 95 or something, so I expected my mother to live that long too, right. And yeah, and but like she retired her college, and then she was like, you know, like every day having fun. And then you know, it seems she enjoyed herself, but like suddenly like she passed away. And then but like I felt that she knew that she was going, and like she really prepared, like in the 3 months, like, you know, she even prepared the witch funeral company to take over that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like she like wrote a phone number and like pointed up this call this after my, you know, this that kind of thing. She really prepared. Anyway, that she was a great mother, and like after she passed away, suddenly I felt like something protect me was gone, like kind of. Oh. I was under the oak tree or something, and like I
totally know what you're talking about there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, like I felt like
the safety net is no longer there or something.
Exactly. And also I felt like maybe then like people passed away so fast. Mm-hmm. And like I wonder, like, was really again, was she happy? Of course she like did well, like whatever she did was great, like as a college teacher, she has a lot of students and she did a lot of things, but was that her goal of life or something? And then looking at me and said, like, passing away so fast, it could happen to me anytime. That's what I thought. So, no, yeah. I thought like...
Yeah, but that's something that it can happen, yeah.
Yeah. So then I really, maybe I don't have enough time to, you know, do whatever I wanted to do in my life. So from that point, I decided to like kind of, you know, like whatever, like I'm just like going forward to whatever I want to do. I really want to do. So I look myself what really want to do. And then that time, like after my mother passed away, I belong to one healing school, but that time something happened within the school to be. So I left there, and then like I thought like maybe I should not going, you know, studying. Maybe I'm doing, I should do something more by myself. Well, then at that, the first time I hear the guide voice. Interesting. Oh, really? I never really, I was like doing the, like I studied in a healing school, and I was doing some guidance, like getting guide from guidance, but there was some word, but I was really like, oh, what is this? But after I left the school, and then like I thought, hey, maybe I just be on my own and do something. And then I got the message, and the first message was something like, you know, suddenly some iPhone, that time there was no iPhone, iPod, some kind of music came. And then some music was like music. I think it was a message from the music. There was some, in the lyric said that there was some message without something. There's a message without a word, something like that, some kind of message came. I felt like something is going on. I think there's some kind of message for me from somewhere. So then really I got a message, like suddenly I got message and saying that don't blame yourself. And then, but the change the place and study the deeper, and then you find yourself more, really through you, through yourself, you can find. So I said, okay, maybe I should study some more. And then at that time I was interested in the astrology again. So there was a great teacher in Japan. His name is Kiyoshi Matsumura. He's really, I thought he's the only astrology person, but turned out to be he's really like spiritual. He has a lot of knowledge about mystery and spiritual and UFO and all that kind of thing. But I didn't know it, but I just decided to study under him. And then I kind of like take him into my place, and then creating some kind of study class, and then people came and studying. And then he was really very, very interesting and knowledgeable. And then one day he said that I can do this class, and which was like going to the stars with, do you know, binaural beat? It's like kind of making yourself into the trance state easily. It's called binaural beat. It's kind of some left side brain, some sounds come in a different way. So that's why make people go into some trance state easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then using that, for example, let's go to the Sirius. Let's go to this, you know, some star, some prayer days, and all that kind of thing. And then, like, you know, every month we're doing it, and then the people see interesting things. And then, of course, I see interesting. And then that, from that time, like, I get some kind of message from some stars and all that. And then I wanted to do something more deeper, and then maybe I should do it more personally. Somebody like person going wanted to go to some stars and help them to using some kind of hypnotic thing.
Then, I have a question from the audience here. There, some people are confused about binary beats. Like, there's binary beats ? And so this is something you listen to that's got a frequency. Is that right?
The binary beats. Yes.
They carry
yes,
a
think it's one sound in one ear and one in another one in another ear, and then it does something in the middle. And
yes. It's something different kind of frequency or something comes same time. That's why people really easy to get into this kind of trance state. Yeah.
So here's the good and bad news. Like, you were nervous earlier when I talked to you. You're like, oh, I'm going to be on the show. We got 10 minutes left to hear how you came across Dolores Cannon and what got you into QHHT.
Oh, no. Okay. Really? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I think we all just kind of got into the story of your life, and it's amazing. Thank you for sharing it. But we also, like, wait, when does Dolores come in? And, you know, how are you finding her?
I feel it coming because you're going deeper and deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it keeps getting closer and closer. And then.
Oh, I do have the times. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now this is.
So, part two of.
Yeah, part two. Where we have to do
stuff. I love it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So then at that time, one of my friend told me like about Dolores Cannon. Not really.
We got there. Look at that.
Yeah.
I was saying it has to be around that time because
because
I know the years. You know, it's like it's got to be somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yes.
I know the timeline.
Yeah. Then I came to know about the Dolores, and then. Then I felt like, you know, this is more broader and then also like access to the higher self, you know, that's really like, and then also I have studied a lot of things, but my like kind of, when I was doing as the counselor, I felt like people needed to connect to the higher self. They did not listen to the higher self. Boys, that's why it's problem happened. That was my, you know, that had been my like concern and an interest. So it's really the QHHT is really fitted well. So, so I studied, and that was 2017. So it was really, and then really like, oh, I wanted to talk about the session and all that, and becoming level C and all that.
You're just gonna start talking really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the after I become the this practitioner, and then I with my own QHHT session, I wanted to spread this wonderful QHHT into Japan more. And then I asked that question. It was Jane's session. Jane, another practitioner in Japan, and it's level three. And she her session. And then like I was told by my SC to write a blog. Yeah, okay, I can write a blog if it's blog. So then I keep writing and uploading the blog. And then one time, one client after the session said that I'm an editor of the book, so I want to make this blog into the book. So that was like interesting because when I was in the session, I was told to write a blog. I was seeing my picture. And I go, why picture is coming to the blog? But later I realized that in the book, my picture is there. So it was meant to become a book. But if my SC, higher self, told me you should write a book, I think I wouldn't do it because I felt like I'm not good enough to do such thing. But like blog, I can do it. It's not so easy, but like I can do it. So it was kind of higher self knows things, but you know, knows me very well. So how to move me.
Hold on. Listen. This is
why you're here.
It's what you came to do. Was there any of this action going on? And they're all slapping you around. Yeah.
So well, and then that time you know Julia helped me to she writes some kind of beautiful things she gave me, and it was really wonderful. And then keep practicing this QHHT. It's very, very interesting. It's more you like use it, more you use it, it's more like you know the how the Dolores the script and everything, you know, not just script and every you know, setup is so like well made, like always like, wow. Like, because I study a lot of other things. So I really appreciate more what she has done. And it's really like perfect. And then and the other day I posted in my Facebook, and I just not just like keep doing it, and then but like becoming a like a level 2 and level 3, it's more like it's more like kind of entering ceremony to the Dolores Cannon's like kind of like the, I feel like she created some kind of path for everybody, for practitioner, but to becoming the like level 2 and level 3, it get more like deeper into that path. So then like yeah. Session become more easy.
Yeah.
Really, I felt, of course, I to become a level 3, I really like realized that my kind of like habit and all kind of thing, I kind of just threw away on all
there's
that.
The
and
words, then,
the habit. Yeah, the habit, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but really like making it to more like dress weights works out perfectly. So you don't have to add anything. You don't have to do anything. Just like stay with the dress thing is really like really great. That's what I felt. And then like the other day, the session, interesting session was like, he was like, really, really rare person. He was full trance. He said that he doesn't remember anything after the session, and it was very rare for me. And then his in content was like, he said he's he was keep saying that we are, he was talking about the new earth and all that, and then we are. So who you are? Well, we are Federation of Planets. Oh, like, wow. Like, yes, it's like a Dolores. Mm-hmm. And then, interesting.
Now, so that you hit the, can we get some really good core information from that so that we got it because we're going to be out. So what's some stuff that you got in that session?
Yeah.
About
yes.
That? Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yes, because he was saying that going to be something going to happen to the earth, of course, and then he in the beginning he was in some kind of pyramid, blue pyramid shape, some planets, and then he said that like, oh, I have to becoming a. When I take to him to the end of his life, and he said, "I'm preparing to being a human being." Why human beings? Why now? Yeah. Then, because he was enjoying his life, and he said, told me he was a planet, not a person. You know.
Okay.
Planet, had that. It's, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That's interesting. And then he was like, sending energy to other planet, and it's kind of like getting energy back. It's like bouncing, you know, it's receiving and sending. That was fun. And then, but like, now I'm going to preparing to become a human being. And then like, why now? And then like, because like, now, like you cannot get that he's sending vibration. That's because it can't reach to the earth. There was some kind of black fog around the earth.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
that's why
that
he had
was
to be here.
Inside. Here. And he's according to him, his planet sending his energy. And then, but he has to be also inside to create that. Mm-hmm. So but that black, now why becoming, coming to the earth? Because this black fog will disappear because of the, some kind of like, galaxy, some wave, something that some timing comes. And mm-hmm. at that time, people on the earth, like they don't know where to go, and it have to be some energy, to good energy, to leading to the new earth. That's why he's here. Then he said that it's going to happen very soon, and then it's just waiting for like some final confirmation. But till then, like that's why he said that, like, that's why he didn't know anything about it. I asked, does he know what he's doing? He's been creating the energy, sending energy, but does he know what he's doing? And that he's, as he said that, oh, he doesn't know, because he should not know it, because that energy might get kind of affected but by knowing it. So that's why I didn't let him know about it. And I asked him, is it okay?
That he's doing this, he's here and he's the planet. See, that's a simultaneous time thing. You know, it's like he's in both places doing both jobs.
Right. Yes. Oh, cool. Yeah. It was cool. And I think really, like, you know, like, this is Dolores's kind of, I felt like I get into the Dolores path. It's like they were created.
Absolutely. We have 1 minute left, Noko. So can you tell people how they can find you if they want to reach out to you, or if they want to have a session with you?
Just search in QHHD Naoko. find me. Yeah.
Perfect idea.
On the website, QHHDofficial.com, under Find a Practitioner, you can find you.
That's also there.
In 10 seconds or less, Julia, I feel like we need to tell people about the reunion.
Ibiza, Spain, October 4th to the 9th. Be there. Okay. Look on the website. You'll see all the information. Just be there.
Anything you want to find, QHHTofficial.com. It's all there.
Absolutely.
It was so fun to
thank
get
you
to
so
story.
Much.
Sorry.
No, it was fantastic. Thank
I just
you.
Wish we had more time for you. But
yes. Beautiful, maybe
beautiful
sometime.
Story. Thank you. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you for being here.
Bye.